And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In the late hours of this particular summer night, most people are sleeping soundly or unaware of the passing time. But on a certain highway many miles out of New York, a car is skimming over the pavement at a high rate of speed. Two people, Claudia Vincent and Oliver Wilson, occupy the front seat. And for some time they've been strangely silent, as though each one were busy with his personal thoughts. Only when the car takes a curve at high speed and skids around the turn as the brakes are applied do we hear...
Oh, Oliver, be careful or you'll kill us both before this night is over.
I'll be sorry, my sweetheart. Admit that curve came at me before I realized it. I'll be much more careful from now on.
I'm beginning to wonder if we should carry out this elopement tonight.
Of course we should, Claudia. And we will. You're not getting cold feet, are you?
Oh, no. No, it isn't anything like that. But we haven't crossed over into Maryland yet, and how can we possibly get to our destination and back in time for my rehearsal tomorrow?
Just leave everything to me, my angel. We'll get there. I'll get you back in plenty of time if I have to hire a private plane.
I'm really getting worried, Oliver. I can't help it. Well, there's so much at stake. I'm going into the lead part of a Broadway hit tomorrow night, and I simply must not fail.
I'm beginning to believe you think more of this play you ought to be in than you do of me.
Oh, it isn't that, Oliver. It isn't anything like that. But I mustn't fail. Larry Noble's worked so hard to get me this chance, and he'd stand to lose such a lot if I didn't measure up.
Oh, Larry Noble. It's always Larry Noble. Am I always to be reminded of Larry after we're married?
No, of course not, darling. I haven't the least interest in him. Now, how could I, when I now have you?
But you did have before.
Perhaps. He's very attractive. And Larry's famous. Everyone knows who he is.
And just because you've kept your own identity so carefully hidden, do you suppose that no one knows about you?
I don't know what you mean, Oliver. You're talking in riddles.
never mind, my sweet. I don't want you to say any more. It's just enough that we're in love, isn't it? That we're on our way to be married. And after that, no one will ever be able to keep us apart again.
Then you do expect a terrible row when your family finds out about us, huh?
You'll be surprised how my family takes this ceremony.
That frightens me when you say that. Oliver, will they force you to get an annulment or to leave the country without me?
Why should they?
Because, oh, darling, I'm afraid. I know something terrible is going to happen to us.
Terrible? Is it terrible to run away and be married when you're so deeply in love as we are? Or should I say as I am?
As we are, darling. Only you've got to promise me that you won't let anyone stand in our way once we're married. You won't allow me to be humiliated because of your family.
Oh, that's an easy promise. My family won't interfere with our marriage. I can promise you that. I wouldn't allow it for an instant.
But you wouldn't allow them to disown you. Would you, Oliver?
I can't tell. I might. In fact, if there's any question of the choice, I'd tell them off in a moment.
Oh, but I don't want you to do that, Oliver. I don't want you to be at odds with your family. Well, you've got to realize that I don't want to come between you and everything that means so much to you.
Why should you care a hang about my family? It's your relatives I'm worried about. Oh, you won't let them persuade you that I'm a worthless bounder, will you, Claudia?
Well, of course not.
But are you sure you can swing it? I mean, won't there be a beastly row when you spring the news?
You'll be surprised at the way they take it, if I bother to let them know. Oliver, why did you do that? Well, you almost hurled me through the windshield.
I'm sorry, Claudia, but you startled me when you said that.
Said what?
About not letting your relatives know about us. Of course they must be informed.
Well, all right. It just doesn't matter one way or the other.
It matters terribly. You've got to see that. You will tell them at once, Claudia, tomorrow. Now, promise me.
Why tomorrow? I'll be dog-tired, and I have the play to consider.
Hang the play. I want this matter settled as quickly as possible.
But I can't see why you're in such a hurry.
Well, it's a matter of principle. I mean to say...
Well, then perhaps we'd better wait to get married until after I've opened in the play.
No. We're nearly there, my sweet. We mustn't turn back. Now, this is the perfect time. The perfect night.
Oliver, you just don't have any interest in my career. Why, this is the greatest chance I've ever had to appear on Broadway. And I've always wanted to do that. Why, you want me to make a fool of myself out there on the stage. You want me to forget my lines or look so haggard that everyone will wonder how on earth I ever got into the play.
You're so wrong, sweetheart. You're so terribly wrong. It's only that I love you so dearly, so terribly. I want you all to myself. I'm jealous of your theatrical career. Of anyone who's close to you at all. You must try and understand.
You don't even care if I make a hit tomorrow night.
Of course I care. You can't fail. I know that. I shall be sitting there in the audience, as close to the stage as I can get. And I'll be so proud. I'll say, that exquisite creature up there before the footlights is my wife. That's Mrs. Oliver Wilson.
That does sound lovely. So exciting. Oh, but Oliver, we mustn't say anything about this to anyone until after tomorrow night.
If you insist, my love, then of course we'll keep our secret to ourselves. But after tomorrow night, everyone must know. After that, I shall take charge of your life, Claudia. I look after you forever after. You can leave everything to me.
Oh, you don't know what that means, Oliver. To be secure, to be safe. To know that from now on there never will be any more fear.
Fear? What is there to fear?
You don't understand. Or you couldn't possibly understand.
Never mind, my sweet. After tomorrow, I'll take charge of everything that concerns you.
And at this same time, Mary is lying awake in her bedroom in Rosehaven, Long Island. For a long time, she's tried to sleep and found it impossible. Now she hears the birds begin their morning songs, and she knows it'll soon be dawn. Finally, Mary gets out of bed, being very quiet so she won't awaken Larry. Puts on her robe and slippers and tiptoes into the hall.
Now, where is that light switch? Oh, there. Well, I might just as well go downstairs and read for a bit. Can't possibly go to sleep. If I turned on the light by my bed, it would wake Larry. I wonder if I left those new magazines down in the living room. I think so. Anyhow, I'll just turn on this light by Larry's big chair and stay here for a while. It'll be light soon, and then I can be up and around.
Mary, what in the world are you doing down here at this hour of the morning?
But, Marlowe, how did you know I was here? Why aren't you in bed and asleep?
Well, I woke up and decided to read a while. My door was open to let in more air, and I heard you when you turned on the light.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb anybody.
Well, you didn't disturb me. I just wondered what you were up to. What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing, I guess.
Ah, no, I know better than that. When you stay awake for hours, it's because something's on your mind.
Hey, you better tell me about it while I sit down and smoke a cigarette. Oh, it's foolish of me to take it so seriously, but I can't help it. Barry was so obviously angry when he got home.
Oh, why?
Because of Claudia.
Well, if he gets mad at Claudia, I'd say it was all to the good.
He wasn't mad at her. He was upset because she didn't come back here last night. She said she was staying in New York. Larry holds it against me for making her so uncomfortable.
Oh, fiddlesticks. They're all on edge because of this play business. I know all the signs. You pay no attention to them. After tonight, everything will simmer down.
Oh, that's very comforting to hear, Maud, but I don't believe it. And neither do you. You're just trying to make me feel good.
Well, since you can't change anything by worrying, you may as well look on the bright side. Now, if Larry actually is infatuated with this ridiculous woman, you know good and well he'll soon get over it. He couldn't possibly be taken in by her forever.
I must say, that isn't any great consolation to me.
What's going on in this house? Doesn't anyone ever sleep at night?
Well, Larry, what are you doing up?
That's just what I asked you. And Maud. What is this, a conclave? What's the matter with everybody?
Well, why should anything be the matter, Larry? Isn't it possible to enjoy the cool hours before dawn down here? Very comfortable. Much more so than upstairs.
Oh, did I wake you, Larry? I tried to be very quiet.
You didn't wake me. I was awake all the time.
Well, why didn't you say something?
I thought you'd rather I didn't. I haven't been asleep all night.
Oh, darling.
Well, in that case, I suggest we all adjourn to the kitchen and make the best of this mass wakefulness. Personally, I'm starved. And I happen to know that Phoebe made a brand new coconut cake yesterday. So come on.
Maud Marlowe leads the way to the kitchen, and Mary and Larry, not knowing what to say, follow her. Each one thinking this is going to be a long, difficult day, wondering how it will turn out. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.